हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं भावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। So in our book, Drik Drishya Viveka, we saw the first topic being presented as the individual being the constitution of three illuminators. That is explained from verse number 1 to 6. And 7th to 13th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10, 11, 12, 13, I said the formation of those three illuminators and their functions are have been explained, 12th. And 13th to 21st, actually the same thing, Maya, the main thing is the Srishtihi is explained. And Srishti is explained, Srishti being manifestation is explained, and for which he brings about the Maya, brings into the picture the topic of Maya, and he talks about the Avarna Shakti, Vikshepa Shakti of Maya, how Avarna Shakti is responsible for the covering, and Vikshepa Shakti is responsible for the manifestation of this universe. And mainly he wants to talk about the cause of samsara. The samsara and the cause of samsara is explained so that the solution for the removal of samsara also he wants to present there. So these are the topics discussed, and then so we are seeing the samadhi. Samadhi abhyasa rupa nidhyasanam. See, contemplation is not just only by practicing samadhi. Constantly, consistently, continuously, regularly, systematically listening to the subject matter of the shastram from the competent teacher continuously will bless one with adequate clarity, and any doubts which are raised during the shravanam will be resolving as you listen, do more and more of shravanam. And shravanam itself will tell you, will bless you with adequate clarity, and which will help you to resolve your doubts, and which will itself will become, relieving shravanam will be what? In fact, nididhyasanam. In fact, clear, doubt-free understanding of the reality as the self is moksha, is the enlightenment. There is no other enlightenment or moksha or some experience. There is no experience here. Because any experience has beginning, any experience has an end. We are not interested in experience which has beginning and end, which comes and goes. We are interested in the everlasting freedom, which is your own swarupam, which is just has to be understood. You know, understood and ascertained. There is not an experience at all. So we were seeing the samadhi rupa, samadhi abhyasa rupa vidhyasanam. And there the author talked about two types of samadhis. Antara samadhihi and bahya samadhihi. And antara samadhihi, again we have savikalpa nirvikalpa samadhihi. And savikalpa samadhihi is of two types. Is antara, I mean you can say drishya anuvidda savikalpa samadhihi and shabda anuvidda savikalpa samadhihi. Remember all those things? Leave the bahya samadhi now. Let us think only about the drishya, savikalpa samadhi. So here, Savikal Samadhi, we have Savikalpa Samadhi, Anirvikalpa Samadhi. And Savikalpa Samadhi is of two types, that is, on Drishya Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi, then Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi, then Nirvikalpa Samadhi. We have three Antara, and the same we have three Bahya also. Then I explain to you what is Drishya Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. See, Samadhi itself means the mind remaining absorbed in a given, on a given object of meditation. Ore oru porulil manadin gavanam muruvadum porundi iruttal is called Samadhi. The absorption of the mind is called Samadhi. Mind being absorbed in a given thing is called Samadhi. Dhiyate, adhiyate, samadhiyate. Dhiyate means he is placed. Adhiyate again is placed. Samyak adhiyate means totally placed. What is placed? Attention of the mind is placed. So placing the attention of the mind totally on one thing means attention of the mind is placed totally on a given thing means it is not placed elsewhere. It's not distracted. It is not scattered. Attention is focused, isn't it? Focus on a given thing. So total focus, a total absorption of the mind is called what? Samadhi. And here, that samadhi, so that will happen when? As a result of practice of, you know, the meditation. So here he says, now, for the Nididhyasanam, he is giving us one practice. He says, Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. How you can be contemplative upon your own Swarupam using this practice of Samadhi. And for which the teacher gives a very, very special, unique method. And which is not method means it's a very special teaching which is given only in this text. Only by this author in this text alone it is given. It is not given in any other Prakarana Grantha anywhere. What is not given? The Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Now contemplation through practice of Samadhi is not given elsewhere. And here he says, first he says, talks about the Savikalpa Samadhi, and Savikalpa Samadhi there again is what now? Antara Savikalpa Samadhi. Antara, antaha means inside, antara means internal. Antara internal Samadhi. Internal Samadhi means how to practice internal Samadhi here? That means there must be object of a focus, object of meditation. What should be taken for object of meditation? He says, Drishyam. Drishyam is what now? Drishyam means internally perceived. Drishyam is perceived, seen, an object of seen, perception is called Drishyam. Nokkapaduginra porul ari is called Drishyam. What is Drishyam internally? Now we are talking about the internal meditation. Okay. What is internally perceived? What is Drishyam internally? Okay. Only the mind. Mind alone is the Antara Drishyam. Antara Drishyam means what? Internally perceived, internally seen object is internally perceptible, is Antara Drishyam, is the mind. And what is mind? You know, many vrittis put together is the mind. Mind is a constitution of many vrittis. Antahkaranam as a whole is a mind. And many vrittayaha. Vrittihi is a feminine gender word. So we have many vrittis. Vritti is a Sanskrit word for thought modification. There are so many vrittis. which arise, remain and resolve, those vrittis constitute the antahkaranam, the mind. So each and every vritti, a thought, in what form the thought is. If you say, thought is in the form of ignorance, thought is in the form of knowledge, thought is in the form of desire, thought is in the form of pleasure, thought is in the form of pain, thought is in the form of anger, jealousy, hatred, anxiety, fear, etc. All are nothing but thoughts. And we know all of them. So, Drishya Anuvidya means, first he says, the teacher says, you first focus your attention on these vrittis. Take attention from everywhere, focus your attention on these vrittis. So many vrittis are there. When you focus your attention on these vrittis, what you have to remember is, each and every antahkarana vrittihi, it is very subtle. You remember this point. We also studied in Tattvabodha. Every vrittihi which forms part of the, every thought modification which forms part of the mind is subtle. That means what? It is invisible. It is imperceptible through senses, but still it is perceptible, through the mind. For the internally it is perceptible, but not perceptible externally. It is subtle, and this is also what now? Product of matter. It is inert in nature. All the vrittis which you see are all basically inert in nature. But still, the vrittis all shine. Shine means what? Vritti being there is known. Vritti being known is what? Vritti shining. When you say mic shines means what? Mic is there if you know. That means mic shines. Is it? Mic being there is known means mic is shining. Similarly, vritti shines means what? Vritti being there is known. All the thoughts are known. And now the question comes, how do these vrittis shine? How do these vrittis become revealed? How do the vrittis shine? These vrittis shine because, what is that? Because of the presence of which these vrittis shine. You shift your, you think this way, you shift your understanding from the vritti to chaitanyam, consciousness. How? Not physically shifting. Cognitively you shift. Isn't it? You understand vrittis are inert and the vrittis shine because of the presence of consciousness. Isn't it? Because of the consciousness alone. I told you already that there is a pure consciousness which pervades everything, which is all, which is one, which is everywhere, which is always, which pervades everything and which is independent. Okay, one independent, all-pervasive, eternal, isn't it? Reality is what? This consciousness. And consciousness is, this mind has the special capacity to have the manifestation of consciousness, reflection of consciousness. Therefore, mind becomes what? Conscious and sentient. And the mind becomes conscious and sentient. And also what? The thoughts shine because of the presence of consciousness. How do you understand? What is light, if I ask you? You cannot think of light being there. You can never think of light being present. What are all the things which are here in this hall, if I ask you? You will start counting every opaque object and tell you the number, except one. You will not include one thing in the objects that you count. What is that? You leave the light out. Why? Because You cannot think that you have to include light and space also. You will not include two things in the objects which you count. You will miss out light and space. You will count all other objects and tell me this is the number of objects we have in this hall. Or number of people here, number of colors that we see here, everything forms we see here, everything you can include, even the cat which is sitting outside. And then, but you may leave what? Space and light. Why? In fact, without space, the objects, where will the objects be? The space is the very location where the objects are. Very important. You miss out. And light is very, very important. Without light, light is very, the most important thing, without which the all the countable, this number will be meaningless. Because you cannot even count, you cannot even see, you cannot understand the presence of objects minus light, without light. It is the light, because of the presence of which you are able to see, you are able to count, you are able to, you know, see the things. Therefore, the light you miss out. Why you light you miss out? Because light is one. Light doesn't hold your attention. Light does not attract your attention, because light is one uniform with all the objects. Light is unmoving. Light is unchanging. Light remains the same with every object. So your attention is not held by the light. Whereas attention, it can be easily held by things which move about, which are moving around. I don't know whether you remember that example I quoted, mentioned last time when I was doing the class. Remember Vidyaranya Swami in his Panchadashi, in first chapter, some context, he says, you know, there is a stage, he mentions this. There is a stage, and on the stage, there is a theater, there's a stage, and the stage, all the people are sitting in the, I mean, he doesn't say all these things, he talks about only the stage, okay? And people are sitting, and there is a stage, on the stage, and then there's a light. And many actors come, act, and go back. And after everything is over, you ask me who's there on the stage, you will simply say, nobody is there, nothing is there, all the actors have gone back. Why can't you say light alone is there? You can't say light alone is there. All the actors have gone back, but light alone is there, you do not say, because you do not consider the preexistence, importance of light, the existence of light. In fact, light is so important that because of the presence of which you are able to see the actors being there, you are able to see the actors being not there, you are able to say that nothing being there also is because of the presence of light. But you miss out the light. Why? You all attention was held by the number of actors who came, who cried, who laughed, who moved, who wandered, but the unmoving, uniform, unchanging, one light you missed out. Without which no drama would have been possible, no play would have been possible, no enaction would have been appreciated. But still you missed out. Similarly here also, now you know how important the light is. Similarly, here also, it is what is important in inside, internally. All the vrittis are like the actors, which come and go, which come and go. But what is one thing which is always there because of the presence of which the vrittis shine, that is consciousness. That consciousness you miss out. Isn't it? That consciousness actually is what? One. It is indivisible, and consciousness is one. It is unchanging. It is eternal. Thoughts come, thoughts go. Consciousness is always there. Thoughts are so many. Just your own mind, inside the mind only. Thoughts are many. Consciousness is one. And thoughts come and go. Consciousness does not come and go. It is permanently there. Permanent. Thoughts are impermanent, come and go, they keep on changing. So consciousness does not undergo change, whereas thoughts undergo change. Consciousness doesn't move, unmoving, isn't it? And all pervasive, with every thought consciousness is, like with every opaque object light is, so with every thought consciousness is. Whereas thoughts are not all pervasive, thoughts are thoughts have limitations, whereas consciousness is free from this limitation. Consciousness is limitlessness. Therefore, we say, this is consciousness is ekam, nityam, sarvagatam, all pervasive and then swatantram independent. One all pervasive eternal independent reality is consciousness, whereas this thoughts come and go, impermanent, dependent, they are mithya. This is what now when you see the consciousness and thoughts, when you see the thoughts, you do not see thoughts separately. You are experiencing consciousness. Please understand, when I say you are experiencing consciousness as what? Not pure consciousness. You are experiencing consciousness means what? When you are experiencing the thought, when you say desire is, along with the desire, what is what? Consciousness. When you say mic is, means it's not, you're not seeing just the mic. Along with the mic, what do you see? The very true fact that you are seeing the mic is because of the presence of light. So you are experiencing mic, opaque object, along with the light. In every experience of an opaque object, now in perception of every opaque object, when you are experiencing every opaque object, in every experience of every opaque object, what you are invariably experiencing is the light. Understand now? So you are experiencing the light. But you are not able to see the light, pure light. That means what now? You can't relate to the pure light because it is one unmoving, formless, changeless. So what do you need to do? You have to see an opaque object and see that the opaque object shines because of the presence of which that is what is light. You understand? Is what? Shifting the attention from the opaque object to the light. Is it clear now? You can never see, you do not, then you understand what is pure light then. Pure light, you can never see the pure light without an opaque object. Opaque object, what do? Cognitively, you separate. You separate what? You separate the opaque object. Pure light is now, I see the opaque object. I see the light along with the opaque object, and pure light is what? Light with the opaque object I experience. And if you remove the opaque, minus opaque object is what? Pure light. Pure light. Understand now? Pure light. Similarly, here also, you have, this is all you understand. So here you, same way you apply the same thing to your thoughts now. Drishyam. Anuvidha means along with. Okay? Anuvidha means associated with. Anuvidha means associated along, associated with. So drishya anuvidha means what now? Associated with thoughts. Antara drishya means thought. So you shift your attention from the thoughts to consciousness. Why? You are not able to, you can never experience conscious, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is never available for objectification, available for experience, but you have to understand consciousness being available for experience as what? As the illuminator of the thoughts. So see the thoughts and shift the understanding from the thoughts to consciousness. That is what now, then play attention on that consciousness. This is the first stage of antara savikalpa samadhi. Okay? Antara savikalpa samadhi means what? Internal savikalpa samadhi. Your object of meditation focus is first thoughts. Then from the thoughts, you shift attention to the consciousness. That is, shifting the attention from thoughts to consciousness, thereby focusing attention on consciousness associated with the thoughts. Okay, drishya anuvidha, ennangalodu koodiya chaitanyathil gavanathai niruthudal. Okay, first you see the thoughts, Then shift the attention from the thoughts to consciousness. Then you focus the on consciousness associated with the thoughts. That's called what? Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. When you say Antara Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. Is it clear now? This is the first stage level, first stage. Is it clear or not? So now this is that I want to understand. Drishya Anuvidha Samadhi. Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa only now. We are still in Savikalpa. Drishya Anuvidha Samadhi means what? Samadhi means attention is absorbed, mind is absorbed in consciousness associated with the thoughts. It's called what now? Drishya Anuvidha Samadhi. Okay? There is a Savikalpa only. Savikalpa means the divisions are there. That we'll discuss later on. The first is first stage. Later on, once you have shifted, then you see this consciousness, then you think of, you further, you want to dwell more upon this consciousness. So how will you dwell upon the consciousness? You take the words of Shastram, which you have studied elsewhere. That is, Shabda means a word, and word unfolding or revealing the nature of consciousness, nature of the this consciousness. No, like we have many words. In Bhagavad Gita, we have words. Here itself is going to give the word Asangaha, etc. And what is this consciousness? What is consciousness is Atma, all-pervasive reality. And this Chaitanyam, what is it now? Ekam, one. Ekam, ekaha, Atma, ekaha, Chaitanyam, ekam, one means what? There are not many consciousnesses. We can never use the word plural. It is only one, ekam. And you also see what, understand now, ekam nityaha, how consciousness is eternal. Consciousness has no beginning, this consciousness has no end, because thoughts come, thoughts are there, thoughts resolve, but consciousness is always there. You go a little further, you think about all the three states of experience also. What happens in waking state? So many thoughts are there. What happens in waking state? Waking state is the state of experience where mind is totally functional, active. Mind is totally functional means what? Mind is active along with the sense organs. Sense organs are all active. Mind is functioning along with the sense organs means, so all the sense powers, sense organs are open. All lot of data is collected, information is collected. Therefore what? The mind is totally functional, active means lots of vrittis are there. A traffic jam. Now so many vrittis arise, stay and resolve. You know, that is active. This is the waking state. And in dream state, what happens in dream state? Mind is half functional, half non-functional. That means what? Mind is functional. Mind does not function along with the senses in dream state. Mind is functional but partially active, partially inactive. That means mind does functions. Only the memory part of the mind alone functions. Mind does not function along with the senses. Sense organs do not function. Therefore, what happens? Mind is half awake means half functional. Means what? The vrittis, which are the waking state experiences, the old stored, collected information which the mind has in its memory power, those vrittis are again replayed and there is a projection of the Swapna Loka, it's a dream world. Dream experience is there. And there are some vrittis are there. How many vrittis are there in dream state? Some vrittis are there. In waking state, all the vrittis are out. In dream state, some vrittis are out. In deep sleep state, all the vrittis are resolved. All the vrittis are down. Only one vritti will be there. What is it? One vritti. Only one vritti. That is, vritti means what? There's only one cognition is a vritti. What vritti? There is experience of experiencelessness. That vritti is there. Even I am, that vritti is not there. I am, vritti is not there. The world is, vritti is not there. No experience is there. Sense powers are resolved. No perception is there. Therefore, no vritti is there. What vritti is there? There is no experience. There is experience of no experience, isn't it? That vritti alone is there. When all of us are here, the light illumines all of us. When all of us get up and go out, the light illumines the... Now, the emptiness here. Still light is there. It illumines what? Nothing being is illumined by the same light. Similarly, consciousness is there always. And then what now? There's only one vritti. What vritti? Nothing is there. Therefore, this is how vritti is so. In deep sleep state, only one vritti. In weak dream state, some vrittis, which in the form of dream world. And in deep waking state, all the vrittis. So, vrittis are so many. Vrittis are one vritti is there, some vrittis are there. So, these vrittis change, come and go. Whereas consciousness is the same. It's always there in all the three states of experience. No, it is there. The very experience is possible because of the presence of consciousness. Therefore, what we say, nityaha. Okay, consciousness is nityaha. Vrittis are anityaha. Vrittis are anityaha, consciousness is nityaha. Consciousness is chaitanyam ekam, chaitanyam nityam. No, vrittis are anityaha. And we say here, this every vritti is different from every other vritti. Every state of experience is different from every other state, isn't it? Deep sleep state is different from dream state. Dream state is different from waking state. And each vritti is different. In waking state also, each ignorance is different, knowledge is different, jealousy is different, desire is different, anger is different. They're all vrittis, but still different. Every vritti is different from every other vritti. Whereas consciousness is what now? One. Isn't one the same samanam? It is what now? It remains the same, uniform in all the vrittis. Like what? This mic is different from the chair. Chair is different from the table. Every opaque object is different from every other object. Whereas the light is what? The same. One and the same. Samanam. Isn't it? Ekarupam. That's why we say light is what? Like one. This uniform, similarly consciousness is what? One uniform, eternal, it is all pervasive. It pervades everything. And also consciousness is independent of vrittis for its existence, for it to come to light. Consciousness is not dependent on vrittis to shine. It is independent, whereas vrittis are dependent on consciousness to come to light. Therefore, it is swatantram. One consciousness is independent, vrittis are dependent. Therefore, consciousness is satyam, vrittis are mithya. Understand now? So, ekam, nityam, swatantram, sarvagatam. You take these words and see the meaning of these words. Again, when you see the meaning of these words, now revealing the nature of consciousness, again you are dwelling upon the same consciousness. So dwelling, further dwelling upon, focusing the attention on consciousness associated with the vrittis, then taking the attention from the vrittis to just the consciousness, then dwelling upon the nature of consciousness as revealed by the words of Shastram is called what? Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhihi. Surkalin Porulaha Chaitanyate Parthal. Is clear now? Seeing the consciousness as the meaning of the words revealing the nature of consciousness. Is it clear now? Then where is now you're seeing the consciousness associated with the meanings revealed by those Shastra's words. Is clear now? It's called Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. You got the point or not? Says now you see the consciousness as the meaning revealed, meaning of the words revealing the nature of consciousness. You see the consciousness, dwell upon the consciousness as the meaning of the words of Shastram revealing the nature of consciousness. Is it clear now? It's called Shabda Anuvidha Samadhi. First Drishya Anuvidha Samadhi, then Shabda Anuvidha Samadhi. And here, you don't simply see the meaning of the, see the consciousness as the meaning of the words alone. And here you say also what? I am. You remove a word, vritti, you remove the vritti, you remove the words also. Then you say, aham ekaha, aham, that ekam nityam swatantram sarvagatam chaitanyam, consciousness is what? I am. Okay, you have to place that I am as very important. You have to place I in the form of Atma, consciousness. Okay, I am the Chaitanyam Ekam. You have what now? I am the Chaitanyam. I am the consciousness. I am that one independent, all pervasive consciousness. I am is not this I am. You should know the meaning of the word I. Actually, the I there, the self is what? The consciousness. The seeing that is what? Then you see the consciousness as the self. I am the Chaitanyam. Aham, I am the consciousness. I am the consciousness which is one, which is independent, which is all-pervasive, which is eternal. When you see that, then constantly you focus attention on, dwell upon the consciousness as the very self. Even then, it's what now? There is a deliberate action. There is also deliberate action. The will is involved and there is also what now? Division is there. What division is there? I am the meditator. I am meditating on my own sarupam, the conscious being consciousness. The Veda is there. Even though you are dwelling upon the consciousness itself, still there is I am the meditator. I am dwelling upon consciousness, which is my own sarupam. The division is there. There is a deliberate will involved action. Therefore, the ahankara is involved. Ahankara means what? I am the meditator. I am the meditator means what? There is ahankara is very much there. I am the doer notion is there. Still, there is ahankara is involved. Still, there is will is involved, the deliberate action, therefore there is a division is there, vikalpaha is there. Vikalpa means what? Division. What division? I am the meditator, I am meditating on consciousness, which is my own sarupam. This division is there. Therefore, savikalpa samadhi. You are focusing. Now your attention is totally on this consciousness. You are meditating and now you have replaced vritti and shabda, you have placed I. This is savikalpa antara savikalpa samadhi. And when you constantly, repeatedly dwell upon this, the sarupam, your sarupam, and what happens, this is naturally happening. Then whatever the, however long the mind is involved in this deliberate mental activity, at one point mind will stop doing this. And anything which is continuously focused on will be carried on by the subconscious later on. Okay, subconscious always takes over what is constantly focused on by the mind. Whatever is really given much important, much attention to, that will be taken over by subconscious. When subconscious takes over, the same thought flow will be going on. There's not distracted flow of thoughts. See, every mind has flow of thoughts. Okay? But what flow of thoughts? Distracted, scattered flow of thoughts. But here, undistracted, totally constant, continuous flow of same thoughts. That's why in Upesharam we saw, Ajya Dharaya Srotasa Samam. Just as the flow of ghee into the Ajya Kunda, this flow of water, the same thoughts are going. Aham, Ekam, Nityam, Satantram, Sarvagatam, Chaitanyam, the same vrittis are there, no other thought comes. There's no distraction. If the distraction, attention is distracted to something else, means this called Vijatiya Vritti. Say now, Vijatiya Vritti. Vijatiya Vritti means, if attention, I'm thinking of something, book, and I'll think of specs, I think of Vinaji, I think of Deepa, I think of Mona, I think of Mona's and the wedding day, I think our mind goes like this, means what? It's called from one thing to mind, another going to different things called what now? Vijatiya Vritti Pravaha. Distracted. Vevvera porugale sindhikadu kenna solradhu? Vijatiya Vritti. Ore thinking only of one thing is called what? Sajatiya Vritti. So here, Vijatiya Anantarita Sajatiya Vritti Pravaha. Say now. Vijatiya Anantarita. Anantarita means what now? Without. Antarita means in between. In between, some other thoughts come means what? Antarita. Vijatiya Antarita. I studied, I remember, I constantly dwell upon Shastra's words. Meaning of Shastra's words, I understood, focus attention on consciousness, which I understood through my study and all that. In between, some other thoughts come. In between, Ganapatra Sesham comes and suddenly it takes me to what? Takes me to Ganesha temple in my village, and then the prasadam, Naivedya prasadam comes, and it goes to tamarind rice. Mean what? It's called Vijatiya Vritti Puliyodhari Poyidum Buddhi. So, it's called Vijatiya Vritti Pravaha. Okay, Vijatiya Antarita. Vijatiya Antarita. No, so Vijatiya Anantarita. Anantarita means what? Without any distraction. Vijatiya Anantarita. Without any distraction. Sajatiya Vritti Pravaha. There is a smooth, constant, continuous flow of same thoughts. It's called meditation. Understand now? Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Anantarita, Sajatiya, Vritti, Pravahaha. There's a constant, continuous flow of thoughts. So initially, when you start dwelling upon, there is will, it's a will involved, deliberate action involving ahankara. Therefore, there is a dhyata, dhyana, dhyeya, triputi, bhedaha is there. Division is there. And the division is there, savikalpa. You're so focused, nothing else is there, samadhi only, but still there is division is there. Even though object of meditation alone is there, you are there. Totally focus is, the attention is totally focused, but still there is division, vikalpa is there. When the mind stops dwelling on the same, and whatever is paid more attention, that is carried on by, followed by the subconscious, then there is the same flow of thoughts will be there in your subconscious. But when the same flow of thoughts, vijatiya, anantarita, sajatiya, vritti, pravaha is there in subconscious, you are not aware of subconscious entertaining that flow of thoughts. You are not aware. Without your knowledge, without your understanding, there is a constant flow of thoughts. That constant, continuous flow of the same thoughts is called what now? In fact, Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Okay, now Nirvikalpa Samadhi. That is called Sukshma Vritti Anuvritti Pravaha. Sukshma Vritti Anuvritti means continuation of the same flow of the same old thoughts, which is happening wherein you are not aware of that flow of the thoughts being, there's a flow of thoughts being there is not known to you. Therefore, there is no will involved. It's like sleep. In sleep, you do not know you are, isn't it? So the Nirvikalpa Samadhi also is what? No, Samadhi also, you do not know the vrittis are, there's a flow of vrittis. Because you do not know that you are not there, there's no deliberate will is not involved. Will is not required for this continuation of flow of thoughts in subconscious. Will is not required, therefore you are, there's no ahankara also involved. I am the meditator that I, because I am, that notion is not there. Therefore, there is no ahankara, there is no will involved, therefore there is division also is not there. Vikalpa is not there. Meditator, meditated, meditation, division is not there. Therefore, it's called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. In fact, day-to-day life, whatever you are more and more and more worried about, those things will go to your subconscious and there'll be Nirvikalpa Samadhi of unwanted worldly things. Now we don't need to make effort, okay? You think of something constantly, that will be taken over by subconscious and that will be going on. You don't even know what is going on there. Suddenly one day it will come up. Is it clear now? It's called Antara Nirvikalpa Samadhi. So Drishya Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi, then Shabda Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi, then Nirvikalpa Samadhi. There's no Nirvikalpa 2, okay? Only one Nirvikalpa. This is Antara. And in Nirvikalpa Samadhi also, what is difference between Savikalpa and Nirvikalpa? The only difference is there is a will is involved, here no will involved. And here this is, will is not required here. And then Ahankara is involved, Ahankara is not here in Nirvikalpa. Therefore, there is no division. Triputi Bheda is not there. And it is also experience-like. It is experience because any samadhi is experience. Please understand, any samadhi is experience only. And this is different from yogic samadhi. Okay, Vedantic, this samadhi is different from yoga samadhi. In meditation also, when people there, in what do they say in yoga, Patanjali yoga, Chitta Vritti Nirodaha Yogaha. What is yoga for them? Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. Nirodaha means obstruction. So obstructing the thoughts, by when you constantly focus attention on something, thoughts all will resolve. That's called obstructing the thoughts. And this also will result in what? Savikalpa Samadhi. Then it will result in Nirvikalpa Samadhi also. But what is the difference between general yogic Savikalpa Nirvikalpa Samadhi and this using this Vedantic Nirvikalpa Samadhi. What is the difference? There in Savikalpa Samadhi, Ajnanam is there. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi also, Ajnanam continues to be there. All that you did is you put all the thoughts to sleep. By deliberate practice, focus your attention on only one object of meditation, you have put all the thoughts to sleep. That is the Nirvikalpa Savikalpa. And that one that experience, that's experience. Samadhi is experience only, like a sleep. When you come back from Samadhi, it is gone. The same old person. Is it clear now? But some you feel good. Like when you come back from sleep, you always feel fresh and nice. Sometimes you don't feel fresh also, even after sleeping also. You come back from early in the morning also, you don't feel fresh sometimes. But you're supposed to be fresh. After sleep, you always come back fresh. Like Samadhi also makes you feel fresh and nice. But here, when Vedantic, here, when you dwell upon this Chaitanyam, no, when this Nirvikal, when you come back from Samadhi, what happens? This it is not experience. Even though it's an experience, you are able to recollect your deep sleep state experience. When you wake up from sleep, you are able to recollect your experience. How you slept, how the sleep, the deep sleep state was, you are able to recollect your experience. Similarly, here also, when you come back from Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you can recollect your experience. What is the experience there? Isn't it? Satyam, Satchit, Ekam, Nityam, Aswatantram, Ekam, Nityam, Atantram, Sarvagatam, Chaitanyam, Ahamasmi. That Jnanam, that once you come back also, that will not go. Why? Why that will not go? In experience, you will lose the experience. But this, you recollect the experience, this you will not lose because your own Swarupam. When you experience something other than you, that will go. When you experience your own Swarupam, it's not experiencing actually, again, you recognize your own Swarupam, you are with yourself. When you come back, it doesn't go. It is eternal thing, how can it go? When you come back from experience also, you will not lose it. Because that is everlasting Swarupam. Is it clear now? This is the Nirvika Antara Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Is it clear or not? Now, very simple. The same thing you have to do with the Bahya Savikalpa Samadhi also. Is it okay? You may have some doubts. I'll clear all your doubts. Don't worry. And I let me go by the textbook. I don't know whether you remember that Asti Bhati Priyam Rupam. I taught you the first five. It's a very beautiful verse. You have to remember that. Asti bhati priyam rupam amsha panchakam. Adyatrayam brahma rupam tatodvayam jagad rupam tatodvayam. You have to memorize that verse. Okay, let us read the verses. Kama, okay, we'll see that the 23rd verse, number 23rd we have read. Anyway, doesn't matter, we'll read it again. Savikalpo nirvikalpaha.
Savikalpo nirvikalpaha.
Samadhir.
Samadhir.
Dvividho hridi.
Dvividho hridi.
He says, Savikalpaha nirvikalpaha. Samadhihi dvividaha. Hridi means inside. Inside means what? Antara. So, internally, Hridi means internally, Samadhi is of twofold. What is that? Savikalpaha and Nirvikalpaha. There is internal Savikalpa Samadhi and internal Nirvikalpa Samadhi. And he says that Savikalpa Samadhi again is of twofold. That is said in the next line. Drishya Shabdanu Vedena.
Drishya Shabdanu Vedena.
Savikalpav Punardvidha.
Savikalpav Punardvidha.
Savikalpaha Punaha Dvidha. Savikalpa Samadhi is again of twofold. Savikalpaha Punaha Dvidha. Twofold. What are they? Drishya Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Anuvedaha Anuvidaha, same meaning. Okay? Drishya Shabda Anuvedena. When you say, you have to say that this. Drishya Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Is twofold. So it talks about these types of samadhi in verse number 23rd. Thereafter, he is explaining what is drishya anuvidda samadhi in verse number 24. Kamadyas chittaga drishyaah. Kamadyas chittaga.
Kamadyas chittaga.
Drishyaah.
Drishyaah.
Tatsakshitvena chetanam.
Tatsakshitvena chetanam.
First he says, kamadyaha chittagaha drishyaha. Kamaha means desire. Kama adhyaha means what? Desire, etc. Asai mudaliya. Kama adhyaha means asai mudaliya. Desire, etc. Chittagaha means which rise in the mind. Chittagaha means manadil tondrihindra asai mudaliya. Ariyappaduhindra ennangal. Kama adhyaha, desire, etc. Chittagaha which rise in the mind. Drishyaha perceived internally. They are, then first you are seeing, thereafter what do? You see the thoughts and you definitely, these thoughts shine. How do your thoughts shine? These thoughts are all there because you know there is anger, you know there is desire, you know there is knowledge, you know there is confusion, you know there is fear, means what? Shine. No, every thought shines. What is it because which the thought shines? Because there is Chaitanyam. Then you shoot attention from where now? Kamadyaha chittagaha chittagaha drishyaha. So thoughts which are arise in the mind such as desire, etc. are perceived internally. And from those perceived thoughts, you take who is that because of the presence of which, who is the one who is perceiving these thoughts? Who is the perceiver of these thoughts? Who is that because of which the thoughts shine? The thoughts being there are known. Thoughts become revealed. Thoughts are illumined. What is the, who is the illuminator of the thoughts? When you shift, you see Chaitanyam. Okay, he says, Sakshitvena Chetanam. Sakshitvena, as the witness, enjoying the status of being the witness, Sakshitvena, Chetanam means what? Chaitanyam asti. There is consciousness which is there witnessing those thoughts. Witnessing the thought, different types of thoughts in three different states of experience. Isn't it? So, Sakshitvena, Sakshiyaha, Chaitanyam irikkirathu. Okay, as a Sakshi, there is consciousness. Chaitanyam. Now what he says now? Dhyayet. Come on, may you focus your attention on. When he says very simple, listen, doesn't he? I made it more complicated, I think. It sounds like that. Now, okay, I have to say, unless I tell it won't be clear. So now, dhyayet means what? May one focus on. May one concentrate on, may one dwell upon, may one meditate on that consciousness. How can you, are not able to. You are helped by the teacher to shift the attention from the thoughts to the consciousness. Then that, when you focus your attention on consciousness, when you meditate upon consciousness, not pure consciousness, consciousness associated with the thoughts. It's called what? Drishya Anuvidya Samadhi. Okay? Drishya Anuvidya Samadhi. Where is mind? Mind is absorbed. Absorbed in what? Consciousness. Which consciousness? Associated with the thoughts. Therefore, what now? Where are the thoughts? Inside or outside? Inside. So, therefore, what is it now? Antara Drishya Anuvidya Samadhi. And in this samadhi, meditator, meditated, difference is there. Therefore, antara drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhi. So, what he says, I am dhyayet drishya anuvidya I am samadhi savikalpakaha. Dhyayet. After he says, drishya, say no?
Drishya.
Anuvidya. I am samadhi savikalpakaha. This is called drishya anuvidya savikalpakaha samadhi. Okay, now I'm going to say later on, you don't need samadhi at all for jnanam. You'll be very disappointed. She wants me so much, you have learned samadhi, and he see the same author is going to say later on, you don't need to practice any samadhi at all for moksha jnanam. Just keep on doing more of Shravanam. He's going to say that. That's why I'm also not bothered. Okay, but still I want to understand. Nobody should come and confuse you later on. That's why I'm teaching this now. Later on, next. Now the 25th verse talks about what? Shabda Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi. As I told you already, we have to now, when you focus attention on the consciousness associated with the thoughts, and you see the consciousness as the meaning of the words revealing the nature of consciousness. And what are the words here? The author uses some words here. Look at that. Asanga Satchidanandaha.
Asanga Satchidanandaha.
Svaprabhodaitavarjitaha.
Svaprabhodaitavarjitaha.
Asanga Satchidanandaha.
Asanga Satchidanandaha.
Svaprabhodaitavarjitaha.
Svaprabhodaitavarjitaha.
Asmiti.
Asmiti.
Shabdaviddhoyam.
Shabdaviddhoyam.
Samadhisavikalpakaha.
Samadhisavikalpakaha.
Now there are many words which reveal the nature of consciousness. Swarupam of Chaitanyam. Asangaha. Say now.
Asangaha.
Satte.
Satte.
Chitte.
Chitte.
Anandaha.
Anandaha.
Swaprabhaha.
Swaprabhaha.
Dvaitavarjitaha.
Dvaitavarjitaha.
There are six words now. Six shabdas are there. There's so many words will be hiding in Gita everywhere. But in this context, he gives six words. Asangaha. Sat, Chit, Anandaha, Swaprabhaha, Dvaitavarjitaha. Now, what is this Chaitanyam? This Chaitanyam is, we can take it as Chaitanyam is the Self. Self, all-pervasive Self, Atma. The Atma is what now? This Chaitanyam is Atma. What is Atma here now? Asangaha. What is that? Asangaha. Asangaha means what? Untouched. Consciousness is untouched. Atma is untouched, untainted. That means unattached. Now you can see this consciousness, just as the light illumining the opaque objects is not tainted or touched by the illumined opaque objects. So also, consciousness, the presence of which thoughts shine, those thoughts do not touch or taint the consciousness. Isn't it? Asangaha. asangaha. That means what? Thoughts, that there'll be jealousy, there'll be hatred, there'll be anger, there'll be, you know, pain, fear, all these are all vrittis only. But as consciousness, in the presence of consciousness, all these vrittis shine. But consciousness does not have what? Fear. Isn't the fear doesn't belong to consciousness? If you say the book, the color of the book is green, means the green color belongs to the book, not to the light. But even though light alone illumines the color. Similarly, here also the jealousy, hatred, anger, desire, fear, anxiety, tension, pleasure, pain, all the vrittis shine in the presence of consciousness, but consciousness doesn't have anything. This is called asangaha, asangatvam. Is clear now? Chaitanyam, does consciousness have anger? No. What is anger? Anger is a vritti which shines in the presence of consciousness. But consciousness is free from fear, free from anger, free from desire, free from pain, free from pleasure. Consciousness is untainted, untouched, unattached. It's clear now? Asangaha. This is called what now? Now you are dwelling upon what? When I tell you this, where is attention now? Please tell me, where is attention? Where are you focusing on? You are focusing on consciousness being unattached, untainted. Then you are, what are you dwelling on now? You are dwelling upon the consciousness, which is there as the meaning of the word asangaha, which reveals the nature of consciousness. Isn't it? It's called Shabda Anuvidda Samadhi. Is clear now? So he says, asangaha, not a sat, existence. And consciousness is the very existence. Consciousness is the pure existence. There's no other existence. Existence of consciousness is the existence of thought. Consciousness is the existence of the thought. Isn't it? So, sat. Now, so chit. And chit is what? Now you know what is chit. What is that because of which vritti shines is what? Chit, the pure knowledge, the pure awareness, the pure consciousness. Chit, then anandaha. Anandaha means what? You have to say now, limitlessness. But anandaha, limitlessness means what now? Because consciousness has no time limitation, it has no spatial limitation also. There is no object limitation also, because consciousness is not only in this mind, okay? In fact, not only this mind shines these vrittis, all the minds, all the vrittis everywhere shine because of the only indivisible consciousness. In fact, something which is very difficult to comprehend this for you, you know, where is the space? Space is inside the room, or a room is inside the space? In fact, it looks as though space is inside the room. Really speaking, all the walls which form the room stand in space. Similarly, where is consciousness? Inside the mind or outside the mind? All the minds which shine, where? In consciousness. Understand now? That's why you have to remember, Nikamara. Therefore, anandaha means, it's also limitlessness. And Swaprabaha means self-effulgence. Consciousness is of the nature of self-effulgence, because consciousness does not depend upon vrittis to shine. To know consciousness is, you are not dependent on vrittis. Okay, vritti, consciousness is not dependent on vrittis to shine, whereas vrittis are dependent on consciousness to come to light. Therefore, Swaprabaha. Then Dvaita Varjitaha, very important. Dvaita Varjitaha. Dvaita Varjitaha means secondless, non-dual reality. Dvaita means irandatradu. Okay, secondless, non-dual. Non-dual means what? There's a second thing which is equally real, like real, like consciousness. There's no second thing other than consciousness. Okay, secondless, non-dual is the consciousness, we say. So how many consciousnesses are there? In every mind shines in only consciousness. Therefore, we say dvaita varjitaha. So when you see this, first you understand, see the thoughts, shift from thoughts to consciousness, then see the consciousness as the meaning of these words revealing the nature of consciousness, then you are dwelling upon the consciousness associated with the meanings which reveal the nature of consciousness of these words. Called Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. But in here, what do? You don't say simply consciousness, consciousness. You remove that word, you remove the drishyam, you remove the shabda, you just say, aham asangaha, aham dvaitavarjitaha, aham swaprabaha. Understand, I am that. You just think about the consciousness as the very self. Asmi iti, you dwell upon the consciousness, which is the meaning of these words revealing the nature of consciousness as the very self. Aham asmi. So aham asangaha. Aham asangaha atma. Aham dvaitavarjitaha atma. Aham satchidanandaha atma. When you dwell upon this swarupam of yourself, then this is what now? Shabda Anuvidda Savikalpa Samadhi. Why it is still Savikalpa Samadhi? Because will is involved, deliberately Ahankara is involved there, therefore Triputi Bhedaha is there, the Savikalpa Samadhi. Then when this is taken over by the subconscious later on, there is a Sukshma Vritti Anuvrittihi, which is called the continuation of the same old flow of thoughts. Vijatiya Anantarita Sajatiya Vritti Pravaha is there in Sukshma Shari, in your subconscious. That's called what now? Subtle Vritti flow. It's called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Why? Even the subconscious is a continuation of the same flow of thoughts. Is involved, is happening in subconscious, will is not required there, therefore Ahankaras is not involved there, Triputi Veda is there, not there, therefore it's Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi will be your experience which you can recollect like your sleep. But in sleep happens to be an experience, it will subject to change. Whereas here, this Vedantic Samadhi, this experience, you will not go because it's not just the experience of an object, it is very Swarupam. When you are there, how can your Swarupam will go? Is it very about you? Is it clear now? This is Antara Drishya. Now the same way we have to do the Bahya. Okay, we have to one more thing. Swanubhutirasaveshat Drishya Shabdavupekshato Nirvikalpasamadhisyat Nivatasthita Deepavate. Okay. Now he says, when you are involved in that Savikalpa Samadhi, you are focusing attention on Chaitanyam as the very self, the Sajatiya Vritti Pravaha is there in your consciously in your mind, then slowly the mind develops interest. Mind becomes more inclined for dwelling upon the same Swarupam. That's called what now? Self-awareness. Inclination for self-awareness or taste for self-awareness called Swa-anubhuti Rasa-aveshaha. Swa-anubhuti means what now? No, Rasa-aveshaha. Swa-anubhuti Rasa-aveshat. There is a mind, the subconscious takes possession of the same flow of thoughts. is called rasa avesha. Okay, no, rasa aveshat swanubhuti. Swanubhuti means self awareness. Rasa aveshat, due to the interest or taste for the self awareness, subconscious takes possession of the same flow of thoughts. Then what happens now? Drishya shabdau upekshya. Drishya means what? Now you have left the thoughts, use the thoughts as alambanam, support initially. In order to come to the light, you first use the opaque as a alambanam, support. Similarly, here also now use the thoughts initially as a support, alambanam. Then you shift the attention from thoughts to consciousness. Similarly, here all, then you also use the shabdas, words. Now you leave the shabdas, leaving aside the thoughts, leaving aside the words of Shastram also. Now you are with the very swarupam, your own swarupam of consciousness. Isn't it? Drishya shabdau upekshya. Then you are focusing attention on Chaitanyam. Then what happened? This is taken over by subconscious. There is a constant continuation of the same old flow of thoughts in subconscious, wherein there is no will and no will involved, no ahankara is also there. Therefore, the Triputi Bheda being not there is called Nirvikalpakaha. Okay, that's said in the next line. Nirvikalpaha samadhihi syat. Nirvikalpaha samadhihi syat. Is it clear? It's all, he doesn't say that. That's why we need to explain all these things. He only says, swanubhuti rasa aveshat, drishya shabda upeksha, nirvikalpa samadhihi syat. He just says only that much. So I have to tell you this. Is it clear? No. So what is nirvikalpa samadhihi? Nirvikalpa samadhi means don't think of anything big, something big and all that. Constant, continuation of the subtle flow of the same thoughts in subconscious, which was initially deliberately thought in the mind. That's called sukshma vritti anuvrittihi. And because when this same flow of thoughts is there in subconscious, will is not required, and then ahankara is not involved, therefore bedaha, difference is not there, therefore it's called nirvikalpa samadhi. Is it clear now? And how to trust whether nirvikalpa samadhi is there or not? How to trust that? When you wake up from sleep, now you are able to recollect your experience. Similarly, here also, when you come back from samadhi, you will be able to recollect your samadhi experience. But here, this is not an experience. Why? Because the what is dwelt upon happens to be your own swarupam, which is inseparable from you. Therefore, it will not go. Is it clear now? Understand, it's enough. And then how that, in Nirvikalpa, how the thought, flow of thoughts will be, he says, Nivatasthita Deepavat. Nivatasthita Deepavat means, Vataha means air. Vataha means what now? Air. Now it is Savata. Now our hall is, before it was Nivata, now the hall is Savata. Savata means what? With air, flow of air. Before I opened it was Nivata, without flow of air. So Nivata means a windless, air free, okay, place called what? Nivata. Nivata sthita deepaha. Our deepa is like what now? There's no Nivata. Therefore, the flame doesn't flicker like this. The flame remains the same. Doesn't move. Nivata sthita deepavati, just as the flame of the lamp kept in the wind-free, air-free place, remains unmoving, so also the attention of the mind also remains unmoving from what? the Swarupam. Is it clear now? Nivatasthita Deepavat. Attention will be focused. Doesn't move, flicker like this. Is it clear? Don't worry about too much samadhi, okay? We are going to see the limitation of samadhi later on. And in yoga, to put the thoughts to sleep, they say you have to obstruct the thoughts. And here, we are using the thoughts as alambanam. Did you notice the difference? Chitta vritti nirodaha yogaha. They come and tell us. In meditation, what is yoga? In chitta vritti nirodha. Vritti nirodha means what? Obstruction of thoughts. Here you don't need to obstruct thoughts. You use the thoughts. Why do you want to put the thoughts to sleep? Why do you are not interested in putting the thoughts to sleep. You are interested in knowing the truth, isn't it? You are not asked to put the thoughts to sleep. You are asked to use the thoughts as alambanam. Ennangala vechu adukku varanum. Is it clear now? Big difference. Okay. Now we'll go to the next verse. Hridiva bahya deshepi. Only now I have come to the new lesson. I have come back from India slowly now. Madhi has come back now. Okay. Hridiva bahya deshepi. Yasmin kasmim cha vastuni. Samadhi radya sanmanam.
Samadhi radya sanmanam.
Sanmatrat.
Sanmatrat.
Nama rupa prithakritihi.
Nama rupa prithakritihi.
I'll repeat it. Hridiva.
Hridiva.
Bahyadeshepi.
Bahyadeshepi.
You'll be very happy to know. This Bahya Samadhi is very interesting. No way. Hridiva. Hridiva means what? Just as the internally ten meditation, just as inside. Hridiva. Ulle pola. Manadirkulle seithu polave. How will you say Hridiva? Just as inside the mind, you had what now? Drishya Anuvidya. Bahya Deshe Api. Bahya Desha means what? Externally also. Hridiva Bahya Deshe Api. Is it? Just as inside you had thoughts as objects of perception, externally also, bahya deshe api, externally also, now you have to take any object. Yasmin kasminscha vastuni. Yasmin kasminscha vastuni. Vastu means what now? Come on, you want to see Brahman? What is reality now? You suppose meditate upon what? Brahman. Isn't it? Brahman only you have to meditate upon. You suppose to dwell upon the Brahman. Where is Brahman? Come on, where is not Brahman? Where is Brahman? How to meditate upon Brahman? Where is Brahman? Yasmin kasmincha vastuni. In whichever object you see, you are not seeing the object without Brahman. You are experiencing Brahman with every object. Yasmin kasmincha yadad one eduthukongrar. Yasmin kasmincha vastuni. In any one thing you see. Yasmin kasmin means the choice is any one thing you see. Okay, my specs. Yasmin kasmin che vastuni. Any one thing you see. Vastuni. What now? I told you already. You have to remember that verse now. That verse. What is that? Asti bhati priyam rupam nama chetyam shapanchakam. Adyatrayam brahma rupam jagadrupam tato dvayam asti bhati priyam. Isn't it? But now you have to see here, take any object, in that object, what is Brahman? How Brahman is? Brahman here, not consciousness. You have to see existence. Brahman is what now? Existence. You see existence with every object. Mike is means Mike's existence is. Isn't it? Mike's existence is. Like existence of Mike is. Isn't it? That's what existence is. Light is, light's existence is. Door is, door existence is. Tree is, tree existence is. Any object you say is, Mike is means Mike, for the word Mike you have this. Is what? E stands for existence. E stands for isness, which you do not see generally. You see only the Namarupa. You see only the Namarupa. What you do not see is the meaning of the word is. Tree is means you see the tree, but you do not see the meaning of the word is. E stands for isness. Isness implies what? Existence. Tree is means you can never say any object. Tree means tree existence. Light means light existence. Man means man existence. So every object, what is invariably present in all of them? Existence. That take how many existences are there? Same thing, apply now. Existence is one. Existence again is what? One. Does existence move here and there? No. Things move, but existence does not move, isn't it? Existence is one. Existence is unmoving, unchanging. Existence is all pervasive. Existence is with every object. Therefore, all pervasive, whatever is, existence is with the object. Sitting here, you can say sun is, moon is. Existence is with what? Sun and moon also. All pervasive. All pervasive. Existence is eternal. In fact, in second chapter Gita, we saw yesterday. Nasato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha, ubhayorapi drishtontaha, tvanayostatva darshibihi. That is said very clearly, what is existence? Sat. Sat is existence. So inside the vritti you saw chitta, the consciousness. Externally with every nama rupa, what you see is sat, the existence. Do you see pure existence? You can never experience pure existence. You are experiencing existence with the nama rupa. What are every nama rupa are experiencing is what? Experiencing nama rupa with existence only. When you are experiencing the wave nama rupa, along with the wave nama rupa, what you are invariably experiencing is H2O. Isn't it? Similarly, along with every name and form, every form and name, what you are experiencing is existence. Existence with the nama rupa is what? Jagat. Whole jagat is existence with nama rupa. Existence minus nama rupa is what? Pure existence. Jagat minus existence is what? Zero. Understand? Minus Namarupa. Jagat minus Namarupa is pure existence. Jagat minus Namarupa, pure existence. Isn't it? So here every object we have what? Yasmin kasmimscha vastuni. What do you see? Existence is there. Existence is one. Existence is all pervasive. Existence is eternal also. The things come and go, change. But existence does not come and go. Is it? Something comes, things go, but existence continues to be there with every object. Pot is, when you say pot, existence is. Pot is broken, pot has gone, broken pieces of pot, existence is with the broken pieces. Broken piece also go, again powder clay is there. Clay powder is. So existence is with what? Clay powder. Is it? So existence continues to be with whatever is. But the names and forms keep on changing. Therefore existence is one, eternal, all pervasive. Existence is not dependent on nama rupani, whereas names and forms are dependent on existence. Is it clear or not? therefore swatantram. This is how yasmim kasmimischa vastuni, you see, you are experiencing what? Brahman as existence of all the objects. But you can never experience pure existence, because pure existence is not available for objectification, for not available for recognition, only as subject of knowledge, only as consciousness. Okay? That is why he says, yasmim kasmimischa vastuni, take that. Now, it's very difficult to think of existence, like consciousness. What is existence? Pure existence. So, take the object. Now, it's called drishya anuvidya. What is external drishya? Take any drishyam, any object, external object. And when you say mike is, means mike's existence is. Similarly, jagat is means jagat existence is. From the form and name, shift the attention to existence. First to see the object, yes, the nama rupa. Then along with the nama rupa, you see what now? Shift the attention from the nama rupa to the existence. The seeing the existence with the nama rupa, then focus attention on the existence, Brahmanam of existence, along with the nama rupa. This is called what now? Drishya anuvidya savikalpa bahya samadhi. Okay? Bahya drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhi. Inside thought to consciousness, outside nama rupa to existence. Okay, don't say consciousness again. Outside, what do you see? Namarupa to existence. Anything you can take for exam, for meditation. See, take anything you see and see that object is, means existence is along with that object. Isn't it? You can easily shift attention from the namarupam tree to existence of the tree. This is called what? Drishya anuvidya samadhi. Now, my attention of the mind is absorbed in existence which is associated with namarupa, external namarupa. Is it clear now? This is called drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhi. Of course, bahya. How do you do that? Prithakritihi. You separate the name and form from the existence. You see the namarupa, then you see the existence with the namarupa, then separate the namarupa cognitively, not physically, then you get what? Pure existence. You recognize pure existence. Prithakarana means you separate it. How do you separate it? Not physically. Physically you can't separate existence and namarupa. No, cognitively separate, you can't physically separate light and opaque. Similarly, you can't physically separate existence and namarupa. So, cognitively separate namarupa from the existence and see the existence. And focus your attention on that existence. It's called drishya, bahya drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhihi. Read the verse, you go to the next one. Hridiva bahya deshepi yasmin kasmimscha vastuni samadhiradyas sanmatrat. So, hridi eva bahya deshe api yasmin kasmimscha vastuni. In any one of the things you see, just as you saw inside, externally also you take any one thing and see that thing as a namarupa and shift that namarupa from there, what now? To existence. Then, what he says? Samadhihi adhyaha. Adhyaha means what? First samadhi. What adhyaha means? Instead of saying savikalpa, he says adhyaha means what? Adhyaha means drishya anuvidya. Drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhi is the first one. Adhyaha means first. first. Adhyaha means the foremost. Adhyaha, Adi one. Now the beginning one. Beginning samadhi is what? Now beginning stage is what? Adhyaha. Adhyaha. And how do you hear? What do you do here? Sanmatrat. San means existence. Sanmatrat. Shifting the attention from Namarupa to existence externally is the first samadhi. What is first samadhi? Drishya Anuvidya Samadhi. Sun, pure existence. Sun matrat, nama rupa prithakritihi. Nama rupa prithakritihi means separating the name and form cognitively. You take any one given object, please listen to me carefully. Take any one given object, then what do you do? Okay, now the picture, the book, this is a book. Take this object. Book is, when you say, book is a name of a given form. For book is a name and a form. It's a nama rupa. When you say book is means, this is the meaning of the word book. But what is, where is Brahman here? Is. Is is what now? Isness. Isness implies existence. Book is means book existence is. The existence of the book is what? Brahman. And do you see existence separately? No. You can experience pure existence. You are experiencing Brahman in the form of existence. When you are experiencing every Namarupa, you are experiencing Brahman in the form of existence. But you don't experience pure existence. But still now you have to focus on existence. How? What will you do? Take the Namarupa, then... So, prithakritihi, sanmatrat prithakritihi. Then what do you do? See the existence, remove the namarupa cognitively. What is there is pure existence. Remove the prithakkarana means what? Now say book is, book existence is. So, existence minus namarupa is what? Pure existence. It's called prithakkaranam, separation, separating the name and form cognitively. Then you see, focus attention on existence. Take the namarupa, see the existence along with namarupa, then shift the attention from namarupa to existence by separating the namarupa cognitively. This is called what? First samadhi, drishya anuvidya samadhi. Purunjita? Understood? I think you understood. If you didn't understand also, don't worry. Then what else can I teach if you have understood everything? What I have to teach tomorrow also, next week also. Doesn't matter. We'll go to the next one. Now, Shabda Anuvidya Samadhi. I think you need tea time now. Okay. Have tea and come back. Because I want to finish this 31st till 31st today. Because then thereafter, 32nd onwards... Actually, same thing is given in a nutshell. It can be counted as a separate small Prakrana Grantha. 31st to 32nd to 46. Very beautiful. It can be treated as a next small Prakrana Grantha. Independent Prakrana Grantha. Because same thing is repeated. But little differently. Become very clear. And where he is going to say, we don't need samadhi.